Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. This is where we just take 10 minutes out of our busy schedules to deepen down in spirit. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. Always, I like to remind you of the wise words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let's take in as much as we can, this life-giving, energizing, renewing, refreshing, restorative breath. And as we inhale, expand our lungs and lower the diaphragm. Hold that air at the top there. And gently, slowly release it out. Take another deep, energizing, life-giving breath. Hold. And gently breathe it out. So as we take our final third deep breath, let us set the intention to be present in this moment. One of my favorite quotes is from Deuteronomy. It says, "The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And whilst I do not picture God as a bearded old man with a physical human form, sometimes it is comforting to feel that I am always supported, enfolded by the arms of God. So I want to share with you a reading from 365 Signs of Mind this morning. It says, "The everlasting arms suggest divine protection, complete certainty, and the assurance that all is well with the soul. And how could it be otherwise, since the spirit of humankind is God? Therefore, when we say that we are secure in the everlasting arms of God, we are realizing that our spirit, being one with God and never separated from its source, must be and is as secure as God. It is in this inward sense of our union with the whole that binds us back to the eternal presence and gives us the joy of knowing that there is nothing to be afraid of, either out of the past, from the present, or in the future. It's another quote that just came to me that I love. The love of God binds me to itself and will not let me go. The love of God is forever binding us to itself. We are held secure. We are held lovingly. We are held protectively. We are held by the love of God always, in all situations, in all conditions, in every circumstance. Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. When you know this truth that there is nowhere where God is not, you are free of fear and tyranny. You are free to know that you are always one with the presence of God and all that God is, which is good. You are free from feeling separated, that God is somewhere else and you are somewhere else. You are free to know the truth about your nature, that you are made in the divine image of God. So silently to yourself, repeat this following affirmation. I am secure in the everlasting arms of God. I feel the divine presence in, around, and through me and all people. A great sense of calm and peace flows through my whole being. In confidence and in light. Realizing that there is no separation between the spirit within me and the spirit that God is. And knowing that there is but one spirit, which is God in me and God in everything. I feel confidence and safety and security in that presence that evermore wraps itself around me and flows through me. I am indeed secure today in the everlasting arms of God, of good, of peace, of joy, and of life. I am secure in the consciousness that today and every day I shall be guided and guarded and protected. And I am secure in the consciousness that all people are protected by the same divine presence, governed by the same law of good, and guided by the same infinite love. I am one with all, both visible and invisible. One with the seen and the unseen. One with God and one with humankind. I bless this unity. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is. As we remember that there is nowhere where you are not, that we live, move, and have our being, the divine omniscience, omnipresence and omnipotence, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. As we remember this truth, this reality of our being, we give thanks and praise. For as we dwell in this unending, unchanging, eternal truth, that God is everywhere present, and that all that God is, we are. We can experience the peace that passeth all human understanding. We can let our souls be filled full with joy. We can know that love is eternal as we remember this truth about our nature. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we gratefully, humbly, consciously stay present in your presence, may we truly live, love, be, and express from the depths of who we are in our being. As we know this truth for ourselves, may we know it for all our friends and family, for our neighborhoods and nations, for all people of this world. We are one with you. We are one with each other. We are one. And so it is. Together we say, Amen. Now, my beloved, our prayer of protection, if you repeat after me, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so, my beloveds, as we come to the end of this morning's 10 at 10, I look forward to joining you on Sunday for Revving Sunday Soul Connection. Have a most blessed and beautiful day, and stay warm.